Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for May the 8th, 2017. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org, and we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss several items of interest to me, and I hope items of interest to you. When we look at some of the high-profile news stories, maybe news stories the mainstream media are neglecting, as a Christian audience, you realize the circumstances and the situation that our world is in, that our nation is in, and even the church finds itself in way too often. We are faced with focusing on and working with social stigmas, the gay pride, LGBT movements that are taking place around America, are getting a lot of social media, a lot of news media fanfare, but in reality, the mainstream population in America doesn't have a hatred for the gays or doesn't have a hatred for the LGBT people, but we understand that lifestyle is not a lifestyle that God chooses to bless. He has called it sin. Just like God calls adultery, fornication, pornography is a form of fornication, all of those are called sin. And we still have people that practice those. We have organizations that lift those up and promote those. We have entire dating sites and hookup sites and meeting sites that reach out to the sins of fornication and adultery. And we know that God doesn't endorse this. God doesn't bless it. God stands in condemnation of it, as he does the LGBT and gay lifestyles. Folks, we in the church have to realize, you know, the world is not going to change because of us. We are the body of Christ. If you're saved, if you are a born-again Christian today, you are the body of Christ. Jesus should be living through you. Your life should be a witness to others. Now, with that said, what kind of impact can you make? What kind of impact can you make toward pointing people to Jesus? What kind of impact can you make with your elected leaders? What kind of impact can you make when it comes to the international crises like North Korea and Russia? And all of these things that are headlining today's news in America and around the world. Well, let me take a few minutes to encourage you in this podcast. I want to encourage you, first of all, to examine your life. That's right. The life of the Christian. Examine your life. Find yourself right in God's eyes, right within God's will, and doing the work that God wants done. I just preached a message yesterday morning, the 7th of May, on being the friend of Jesus. And that message really touched me as I prepared it, because I realized while we are all called of Jesus to be saved and be born again, there is something very special about being called the friend of Jesus. And as being the friend of Jesus, it means that we are going to love one another. That doesn't mean we will agree. That doesn't mean that we have to tolerate. But it does mean we have to love one another. That means we have to realize what's going on in an individual's life, not by being nosy or prying, But we have to understand what's going on in relation to God's word. And we have to love one another enough to lift each other up in prayer. Prayer is something that's very, very special. Prayer is something that doesn't get in the hearts of many Christians. It doesn't get the attention that God wants. Do you realize your prayer life is a ministry? Yes, it is a ministry. It is a ministry that God has gifted you with to lift up others, to you have access to the throne of grace. You have access to God. The Holy Spirit is making intercession for you. The Holy Spirit is groaning the things that the Holy Spirit knows is in your heart, and maybe you can't communicate properly to God. The Holy Spirit is there on your behalf. You have a position with God through prayer, and I want to encourage you to use it. I want to encourage you to let it shape your life first, and then use it to lift up the lives of others. You see, if we are going to be the witness in the world that is before us, we must be a vessel worthy of use. That means our lives have to be spiritually clean. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be sinless. I'm not suggesting that. Not at all. Not for one minute. But what I am suggesting is that you be humble, that you be obedient, that you be submissive to God's will in your life. How does God want you involved? How does God want me involved? If we ask that of ourselves first, instead of asking it of others, instead of asking, God, send me a politician that meets all of my criteria and I'll vote for him. That person doesn't exist. That person has never existed, and that person never will be in existence, because honestly, our criteria changes from day to day, doesn't it? What's important today may not be what's important tomorrow or what was important yesterday. We need to be praying for God to put His person in charge. We need to be praying for God to put His person in front of us and give us the discernment to know. And when we have someone elected, whether it's a political party we support or not, we need to be praying to God that God would touch their heart, that God would bless them. Do I know the spiritual condition of our leaders today? No, but I know God does. And I know that if I lift them up in prayer, God will convict them. How they handle it is just like anyone else. That's between them and God. But I know for me, for Terry, I'm doing what I'm called to do, and that is to sincerely lift these people up. Sincerely pray for those who hate me because I am a Christian. They hate me because they hate Jesus. They hate me because they hate God's word. They hate you because they hate God's word. You love God's word. You should be in love with God's word. You should accept God's word as totally absolute and authoritative in your life. And if you do, you will love God. And if they hate God or they hate God's word, they're going to hate you. That should be a very encouraging point. It may not be easy to deal with, but it should be encouraging. Folks, the church's work in the world has always been difficult. Too often, I fear the church finds itself wanting to be popular. We want to have the ear of people out of popularity and not necessarily out of righteousness. And that's not necessarily God's way of handling things. I think of all of the accounts of folks in the Word of God, and none of them had an easy life when it came to living for God. And why should I think I will? Why should you think you will? We are going to be challenged. That is why, according to Paul in Ephesians, we have the armor of God. We are given the equipment. We are given everything that we need to handle things. To handle things. Our salvation, our faith, the sword of God's word. We have our prayer life. So it doesn't matter if it is Target and their gay pride movements. It doesn't matter if it is North Korea. It doesn't matter if it is failures in the White House or in the Congress. It doesn't matter if it is religious hate crimes. It doesn't matter if we are measuring ourselves against those who came before us or those who will be following behind us. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be looking at how God wants us functioning as His church today. Today. There is a crisis in America. It is a crisis of genuine godliness. It is a crisis of faithfulness. It is a crisis of the church, the body of Christ, failing to stand up. I'm not trying to browbeat anyone on a Monday morning. Please, please don't think that. But as a pastor, as a Christian leader, it is something that God has revealed to me, and it is something that needs to be placed out there. We need to be questioning ourselves first. Am I doing everything that God wants me to do? Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for our churches. And as I close, and as I close this broadcast, I want to say this about church. If you are a member of a church, and you are a member of the body of Christ, you are born again, you are saved by grace through faith in Jesus alone, then please, please support that church. Attend it. Attend it. Be there every time the doors are open, every time you can, unless you are provincially hindered, be there. Support it financially. Support the ministries and the missions and the tithing and the offerings. Support it financially. And even the things that you don't understand and you don't agree with, the whole concept of I will leverage what I want by leveraging my money, that is sin. That is sin. We are called as the body of Christ to do the will of God and the work of God. Now, if there are doctrinal problems, then those need to be addressed. But support the local church, because it is the local church that gains the strength to stand in the face of all of these problems that are out there. All of them. It comes from the local church. When the local church has to close its doors because no one will show up, and yet when a poll is taken across a community and 80% or more claim to be Christians, but churches are closing their doors because there's no attendance and no support, that should tell you there is something wrong. Something wrong. Support your local church. Support the body of Christ by being there. By being a part, by being active, by taking a role of spiritual leadership. Let it begin with your personal prayer life. Let that personal prayer life correct your personal walk with God. Let your personal walk with God get you closer to Jesus Christ. As you become closer to Jesus Christ, then accept that the fact that you will be a greater influence in those around you. And understand with that influence is going to come persecution and rejection. And understand with that is going to come an alienation of the world, but it will also bring about a more sincere understanding and revelation of God's word and God's work in your life and your relationship with Him. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for those who hate you. Love those who are even unlovable. Because remember what the Word of God says, and I paraphrase this. If you love only the people who love you, what more have you accomplished over what the Pharisees can do? And you know how Jesus felt about them. Why do you want to follow their footsteps? Wouldn't it be much better to follow the footsteps of a disciple? Wouldn't it? Our time has come and gone, and I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible, and to accomplish this, we need your help by sharing this podcast and the website with others, and that is the Inspiring Word website. You will help us share God's Word around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the Inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting their website, by visiting theinspiringword.org, by visiting iTunes under the Inspiring Word podcast. There are many ways to share what we are doing, and they don't cost you anything financially. Just a few moments of your time to pass a word, to like it or link to it on your Facebook or social media accounts, to send it to all of those that are within your influence. I want to thank you, and until next time, may God keep you firmly in His grip.